Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Lions draft started with a corner. Very next pick, you guessed it, another corner. The Ticket Text question, how would the strategy have changed if not for the Cam Sutton mess? John, I think it's a great question because Brad Holmes says...
best available.
He's a little smarmy when he says it. He's like, oh, the positional value. I just learned about that term. Would he have taken the same two players if they had Cam Sutton and they already had Carlton Davis and they already had Amik Robertson? When they already had a room full of corners, would they have gone double corner to start the draft because BPA?
I mean, it's a fair question. And I don't think they would have. Would they have traded up?
Well, No. You have to take the best player available.
Would they? But would they have traded up? The best player available was there at 24.
Right.
I don't think he'd have been there at 29.
So you don't think they would have traded up for...
Well, they might have traded up for somebody different.
Okay.
Like at, I don't know. I mean, if he went at 24, I forget who we traded with.
Dallas.
If he went to Dallas or... whoever was picking in front of us, I don't remember off the top of my head now, but, you know, or somebody else could have traded up with Dallas or with anybody else. And so do I think that would have changed his thinking on it? Very well could have. I don't know.
Well, if he's extreme in this position, then he would have also done what Atlanta did. Hey, I know we can only play one quarterback at a time, but best player available. We like Michael Penix. I know he's probably not going to play for 2 years, but he's the best player on our board. Like, how extreme?
So, BPA, well, he kind of did that because, I mean, a lot of people thought Hendon Hooker was a first-round talent, then the ACL, so he took him into third because at that time he was best player available.
My point is everybody's making fun of the Falcons today, us included.
Yes.
Our GM would have done the same thing.
Could have been. I disagree.
Or he could have traded back because he did last year.
He says it's... We take the best player regardless of position.
It is taken too literally, though. I mean, come on.
I'm just giving it back a little bit. If he wants to play along.
If the Jags had Patrick Mahomes, and would they draft Trevor Lawrence? No, they wouldn't, even though they would trade down. That's the answer to it.
So there is some finessing to this. Positions do matter somewhat.
Well, technically.
Or if he has the pick, like best player available last year at 6, was a defensive tackle that with some questionable off-the-field issues. So what does he do? He trades back. He doesn't have to take the best player available. He takes the best player available that he has on his board at 12.
My point is it's a bit of a moving target. Whoever you draft is your best player. No bleep.
He never said last year post-draft, though, that Jahmyr Gibbs was the best player available at number 6. That's what John's point is.
Right.
He changes who the best player available is by trading.
By position in the draft.
Yes.
And to hold him to that every single time is a little, I think, unfair. I mean,
I'm not bringing this up to be a jerk. I'm just saying.
2 seconds or 2 minutes ago, you were.
Yeah, very dramatic. I mean, can we tear a piece of paper in front of the microphone for more drama?
I gave the guy an A minus. I'm just saying
the
absolute. Oh yeah, should have been an A. The absolutes are a little much. Even he would have to concede if he's not going to do it publicly, privately. There is a little bit of a concession as to maneuvering around and the positions matter. Like, John, they weren't going to take a third corner, right, after taking two of them already. Like, you can only play so many guys at a position, and depth is good to a point, but you're not going to take backups to backups early in the draft.
Well, and he addressed the need in free agency with Carlton Davis, with Amik Robertson, and those were with Cam Sutton on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, he's not there, and it does become... Now, we said this going into it. There was no urgent need anywhere, but there were needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought one of them would have been another target at wide receiver. a little more talent, a little more depth. And we also thought the biggest need would have been corner help. If Cam Sutton was there, we probably aren't looking at it through the same lens.
Yeah, I don't think they would have gone double corner to start
probably
if
not.
They had Sutton, because position does matter even a little bit. I don't think they would have gone double corner. Having said that, Cam Sutton's not on the roster. They did go double corner. It was a need. They gave up the most air yards in football last year. And I think, you know, there's 6-1, half dozen another, how you want to play defense. Some people will say, we want to get home with four and drop extra guys in coverage. It's clear the Lions, especially late in the year, said we want to be able to blitz to get home. We're going to need guys who can hold their own in coverage. So it puts a premium then, if you're going to play that way, on making sure you invest in the corner position.
Well, and here's the other thing we don't know. What's their long-term plan at that position? Because nobody thought Cam Sutton was CB1. But Carlton Davis only on a one-year deal. So if he was simply, I'm going to put a Band-Aid on it with Carlton Davis, and I'll address it in the draft, maybe he would have taken the same two corners, knowing that it's going to take them, you know, maybe Rakestraw or, you know, Arnold, take them a little while to get their feet underneath them, get them comfortable, get them playing at the level that they want. And then if, at the end of the year, thank you, Carlton Davis, but we have ours now.
Sure.
That's why I think the starters are Davis and Robertson. You work in the first rookie that's showing that he can work in, and then maybe you can get, like, I think it's fragile, because if they suffer injuries early in the year, I think that could spell trouble. You're relying on rookie corners because Mosley won't be back. It's almost like a cat and mouse type game, like, to where can Mosley get healthy before Robertson or Davis gets nicked up while the rookies are coming along, and then you'll see the rookies later in a year. I would guess that's the plan.
Right. Yeah, I think you're going to play three corners at a time in today's NFL.
Well,
I mean, base is nickel at this point. You're playing five defensive backs in your base.
Right, and they also have Branch.
Yep, they said they want to play some more at safety, but could still play the nickel spot. Yeah, I think you're going to see these rookies play this season, and at least one of them start this season, if not both by the end of the season.
And I just think the growth of Joseph and Melifonwu, too, at safety still.
Yep.
The room that they have to grow matters huge for these corners.
Well, think about it. And I heard these guys talking about it middays the other day. Like, the guys who were signed long-term at the corner position, it was Robertson and that's it. Especially if you're going to play Branch more
at
safety.
Is why you did it.
Yes, well, you need and best player available. There has to be a little bit of both, much to, you know, the idea of we only draft the best player. Position matters too.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.